Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. The Big Promise. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verses 1 through 9. God is talking to Joshua, the man who succeeded Moses as the leader of Israel. For 40 years, Joshua served Moses as his personal or his administrative assistant. He was faithful and respectful, but he learned some things from his relationship with Moses. Joshua learned who God is, that God is one you can trust. He saw God do miracles like the parting of the Red Sea, providing manna for the Hebrew people for 40 years. He saw everything that Moses did. So it was no surprise when God advised him on his appointment to be his successor, to do something. Moses died, and God visited Joshua to publicly launch him in his assignment to lead all these people. And listen to this. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1 verse 5. This is Joshua's first day on the job, and God, the one who appointed him to this position as leader, is having a welcome meeting with him. Joshua, on this assignment, it is going to take you into your destiny, the promised land. Please understand that where you are going, I'm keeping my promise, the whole land I'm giving to my people. Understand that it will not be without challenges. So I want to tell you something important. Be strong. Be courageous. Three times God said that to him in this brief message. Why? Why did God tell him that statement three times? God wanted Joshua to know that the first big challenge would be nature, the Jordan River. Sometimes in your relationship with God, you encounter some things that you cannot avoid and you cannot control. There was no way to get to the promised land without encountering the River Jordan. And so you will have to be strong and courageous when you come across some natural experiences. From the look of things, they might be tough. They might look as if this is there to block you. But that is when you need to be strong and courageous. When you encounter storms on the sea or valleys of the shadows of death, be strong and be courageous. The second reason I believe God was emphasizing the need to be strong and courageous is that Joshua was going to encounter human opposition. Joshua 12 gives a summary of the human opposition. Verse 1 says, "These are the kings of the land whom the Israelites had defeated and whose territory they took over east of the Jordan." That is verse 1. 24 years later, that chapter ends with these words, 31 kings in all. You heard correctly. Joshua came upon 31 kings and he defeated them all. Joshua was no Superman. But Joshua learned that in order to get what God has promised, expect human opposition, expect strong human opposition. But three times God told him, be strong, be courageous. The kings were just obstacles in getting what God had promised, and they were not going to surrender. In your Christian walk with God, there will be human opposition. But in Ephesians 6, God says to you, as he says to Joshua, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Boldly face the opposition, which will seem like humans, but when you are strong and courageous, you will receive that who you see as humans, they are not the opposition. The real opposition are demon forces assigned to destroy you, but be strong and courageous. There is something important that you must observe. You must be familiar with and live by what I say. Joshua, you must be familiar with the word of God. My friend, God requires that you must be familiar with the Bible. Live by the word of God. Do not compromise the word of God. Do not revise it or consider any portion of the Bible to be irrelevant or outdated. This is of absolute importance and it's not up for negotiation. Live by the word of God. Now we come to the big promise. This one is your overarching promise. This promise is relevant to all the experiences up ahead, the good and the bad. In verse 9, it seems that God is summarizing his talk and emphasizing something. 1. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 2. Do not be afraid. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 3. Do not be discouraged. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. My friend, the God you serve is a promise keeper. He is a practical and sincere promise keeper. He does not withdraw or revise his promises and they are not based on circumstances, great or small. He is not threatened by nature or human challenges. He promises to be with you wherever you go, knowing full well that things can get tough. Things might cause you to think that you are all alone. Not for one minute. God's promise to Joshua on the commencement of his assignment, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God's big promise to you, my friend, today is clear. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, trust his promise. Trust the God who gives the promise.